This is Radio Ravioli. That's the name of the show. And I'm Olivia. That's my name. I think it'd be great if you did that every time you introduced yourself. Like, that's my name. You know. In case people didn't get it. I'm a little confused this morning. We had Lana Del Rey with Beautiful People, Beautiful Problems. It sounds silly to say, but I like that song. Parts of it I don't like. But I love that intro. Those first, like, four lines that she has are really nice, and she sings them really well. Is that rude? Condescending? She sings them really well. That's not how I meant it. We also had Bill Withers in there with Grandma's Hand. Yeah, I love that song. Such a sweet image. I remember my grandma's hands. They were soft, I think. Actually, I don't remember. I like to think they were soft. I think when I think of that, what's that movie, like American Beauty, where at the end of the movie he talks about his grandma's hands and how they felt like paper. And every time, that's an imposed memory that I now have. I think of how my grandma's hands felt like paper, but I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know what her hands were like. She was a nurse, so whatever, she scrubbed them a lot. So they were probably kind of soft. All right. I'm still a little lost. But I'm excited. There's like a... I have this one track, and it's in my head, and I don't know when to play it. Is that interesting? I don't know. But we'll get there, and then I'll say it when I play it, that was a song. 'Cause it's riveting information. Oh, I also have some good cassettes here. A fellow DJ, Matt Warwick, gave me some cassettes. So, and they're good. One of them is called After the Affair. that's a good title, right? All right.
D to see how they feel and share feelings and relationships.
I sort of said the show was going to be about time, which is so vague. You can do anything with that. I don't even know what that means. It's about time. I think I'm... Has it even been... Oh, yeah. Because somebody says something about yesterday and tomorrow and today and forever and... I don't know. So keep that in mind. It's about time today. Before and after...
As a clinical psychologist who's been treating distressed couples for 21 years, my answer is yes, provided that each of you is willing to look honestly at yourself. I've been treating distressed couples for 20
years.
As a clinical psych...
If able, then you know what I mean. For that is...
Can a couple survive infidelity? As a clinical psychologist who's been treating distressed couples for 21 years, my answer is yes, provided that each of you is willing to look honestly at yourself and at your partner and acquire the skills you need to see yourself through this shattering crisis. Must an affair involve intercourse? What about a kiss? Or just lunch? I don't try to answer these questions because in the end, what matters is what matters to you. You alone determine what constitutes a breach in trust. There are three other judgments I also don't make. One, I don't make blanket judgments about whether affairs are, in themselves, good or bad. What may be enhancing for one of you may devastate the other and destroy the relationship. Two, I don't separate the two of you into victim and victimizer. Each of you must accept an appropriate share of responsibility for what went wrong. Three, I don't suggest that you should stay together no matter what, or leave just because you feel unhappy. Instead, I help you arrive at a decision to recommit or leave that is deliberate and well considered, not based on feelings alone. Throughout the audio, I refer to partners as hurt or unfaithful. The hurt partner is the person in the primary relationship whose assumption of monogamy has been violated. The unfaithful partner is the one who had the affair. The quotes and case studies I refer to are drawn from my private practice in West Virginia. Some of you may not want to risk starting over and exposing yourself to further hurt or disappointment. Turning your back on a damaged relationship may be the simplest or the most sensible solution, one that frees you from the tyranny of hope. But it may also be a way to escape growing up, facing some bitter truths about life, love, and yourself, and assuming the terrible burden of responsibility for making your relationship work.
If you choose to be independent, you may need to
some things I feel like a natural woman, but some things I feel like a victim of this wicked system. Some things I feel like a natural woman, but some things I feel like a victim of this wicked system. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
I'll be honest with you. I hate war.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
I'm not sure whether I'm optimistic or pessimistic. I know that we can do better than we have. Because there have been times when we have been better.
But I don't know what about it's dangerous to assume that we can actually see the future by only looking at the technological advancements we've made so far. No. It's dangerous to assume that we can actually see the future by only looking at the technological advancements we've made so far.
Nancy, a mother of a 9-month-old girl, confessed. I thought seriously about getting a one-way ticket out of here, leaving everyone and everything behind. I felt I couldn't compete with Jim's girlfriend. She seemed so young and alive compared to me. I lost my sense of myself as a nurturing, significant, worthy human being. Thank God I came to see. This was just my depression talking and stayed put. Maybe I wasn't special to Jim anymore, but I was still my daughter's only mother. When you, like Nancy, are willfully discarded by someone who once made you feel irreplaceable, you run the risk of magnifying your defects. Keep in mind that your ability to see yourself clearly right now is likely to be at an all-time low.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this crooked system.
To win your partner back. Nothing may seem more unforgivable to you than the extremes to which you go once the affair is revealed. Extremes which later fill you with shame and rage. These desperate acts make you realize that not only has your partner abandoned you, you've abandoned you. Ruth, a 47-year-old attorney, offers an example of how her partners sacrifice their dignity and self-respect to keep their relationships alive. I couldn't help feeling competitive, actually inferior, to Jack's super-attractive lover, she told me. So I spent hours, as well as a fortune, trying on skimpy underwear in the Bloomingdale's lingerie department when I should have been visiting my mother, who was in the hospital, recuperating from the removal of a cancerous tumor. It's so depressing. I feel lover, she told me. your partner abandon you. To win your partner back. Defects. Keep in mind. Special to Jim anymore. But I was still my daughter's only mother. When you, like Nancy, are willfully discarded by someone who once made you feel irreplaceable, you run the risk of magnifying your defects. Keep in mind that your ability to see yourself clearly right now is likely to be at an all-time low. Maybe no one worth knowing would want to. The loss of your basic senses is an injury.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
I'll be honest with you. I hate war.
Feedback. I think that's what they call it. Can you hear me? I said more feedback. Trying not to get that feedback in my ears. It's hard to tell what you can hear and what I can hear. 'Cause I hear everything. That was the song Bright Boy by Alex G, or I don't know. Do you hear that feedback? Is it? Am I doing something wrong? I feel like I always get feedback. Hello? Hello? Let's try doing that. I'm back. Okay. So yeah, Sandy, Alex G. What about them? Philly kid, Philly young man from Philly, Philadelphia, that is. He made that song. I don't know who the girl is on that track. I don't know if that's him, like, pitched up a little bit, because it sounds a little off. But, yeah, I don't know the story behind that one. Oh my god! See? This is so embarrassing.
Maybe I wasn't special to Jim anymore, but I was still my daughter's only mother. When you, like Nancy, are willfully discarded by someone who once made you feel irreplaceable,
oh, I think I figured it out. I think I got it. I know what the feedback is.
Is likely to be.
You know, it's a little too.
The third law.
I can't quite describe it.
For debasing and compromising yourself to win your partner
in
back.
Words, but
nothing may seem more
I know what it is. I see.
The
I was doing something wrong.
The affair is
I thought I had a ghost.
Extremes which later fill you with shame and rage.
In the studio.
These desperate acts make you realize.
Because I tried three different headphones.
You've abandoned you.
And, man,
Ruth,
it was all me, all this
offers
way,
an example of how hurt partners
all this way around,
their
all this
and self-respect
whole
to
time.
Keep their relationships alive.
How does that go?
All I couldn't this, help feeling competitive.
All this, I don't know, all this go around, that's all I can say. You know when you're like, you just get caught in a... a mind loop, and you can't think of anything else other than the incorrect way that you're saying. All this go around. okay, enough of that. I gotta get it together.
I gotta get it together. I gotta get it together.
I don't have anything ready. Thank you. that would... be wonderful in this set. Mouse. I hear that a lot. I like the clicking.
Thank you. It's a gold mine. TV, do not.
about your euphoric over the affair. Transported by an intense sexual or emotional connection to a lover. Removed from the mundane obligations of an enduring relationship. You may not care about or even question how you are going to be able to love others. I feel so happy, so in tune with the world. I don't want to be one patient told me. I just want to be one. Since it's natural to attribute anything to our feelings, the unadulterated joy you feel may signal to you that what you're experiencing is true love and love, and leave no room for guilt. This doesn't necessarily mean that your relationship is human. It may signify only that the affair has a powerful and intoxicating hold on you at this moment in time. Later on, looking back, you may realize.
I'm not sure whether I'm optimistic or pessimistic. I know that we can do better than we have. Because there have been times when we have done better. But I don't know what we
You know, the future is more of the same, more only more advanced. During the frenzy about the new millennium. I reread an old book, I think was a collection by Harry Harrison called The Year 2000. And it was done back in 1970. And that means that stories were written in the 60s, thereabouts. And over again, you saw that what the writers were writing about was their own time, but just more of it, or harder, or higher, or whatever, you know, more of the same. I think the one thing we can be sure of is that we won't have, you know, straight line prophecy coming true, that whatever technological things we're doing now, we'll just do more of that and better. I think we'll get surprises. September 11th is certainly an example of that. So was the fall of the Soviet Union. I think it's dangerous to assume that we can actually see the future by only looking at the technological advancements we've made so far.
It would not be abnormal if after the affair, you, the unfaithful partner, grieve the loss of a lover for months of the
community. Pleasant or unpleasant? Or aren't these the right words?
If you think of him, they have seemed like a lifetime to you. Drawing into a world of
pleasant
and pleasant that you felt about
him.
You may have felt understood
in a different way. I couldn't possibly tell you this. It's here. Can you feel it? This whole room. Everything is in color, and I can feel the air. I can see it. I can see all of us. I'm part of it. Can't you see it?
I'm trying.
It would be all one if you weren't here, and if nobody else. Yes, everything is one. You have nothing to do with it. I am one with what I am. I can see everything in color. Everything. You have to see the air. You can't believe it. And the dimensions and all the prisms and the rays and everything coming down through you and moving.
What does this all mean to you?
I've never seen such infinite beauty in my life. It's like a curtain or a spider web or Can you see it? It's right here in front of me right now. Watch. No. Good heavens. You know what went through me? It passed right through me.
You feel it? Coming here and drinking this strange material.
I'm a little nervous, perhaps.
Well, I think that's normal. Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
You know, today is 25 years of climbing and building and opening doors and breaking old rules. Today is also love songs. My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever. My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever. Songs of Jonas and songs of wounds. You know, today is 25 years of climbing and building and opening doors and breaking old rules. Today is also love songs, my loved ones. Today is the birthplace of forever.
Open to the many warring emotions and realize that love is not pure. It's made up of many complex, sometimes contradictory feelings. Human beings aren't constructed to feel any one way about anything, least of all love. Whatever you feel now about your love life, relieved, empowered, ambivalent, trapped, you may also feel deeply ashamed of yourself for violating religious or family values that enjoined you to honor marital vows and stay the course. Grace, married 12 years, upbraided herself for sleeping with a tennis instructor at her health club. I can't believe how easily I turned my back on fidelity, commitment, honesty, all the values I thought I believed in. I'm finally getting the love.
Thanks for listening with me. It's going by quick. I think that's a good sign, right? Hopefully it's quick for you too. This is What Presence by Orange Juice. Because I often feel like there's a presence in this studio. Maybe nobody else, maybe it only comes out at this time. But there's like, I see things and I hear things and nobody else seems to. So I choose to believe it's a presence.
same tune.